On a Thursday morning at the Lake of the Torches Casino Resort in Lac des Flambeaux, dozens of people sit at flashing slot machines and game tables. Down the hall from the buzzing room, another table is set up, but this one's not for games. Instead, two volunteers staff the table. Armed with a pile of paperwork and pens, they're ready for anyone who wants the COVID-19 vaccine. But unlike the game room just a few feet away, their table doesn't have many visitors.
A little slow. There's trickled in a little bit, but it's just, yeah.
That's one of the volunteers, Amy Poupart. She's been working at clinics like this since January.
We've had, you know, hundreds in a day, or now we're down to, you know, every week it's been less and less.
Lac des Flambeaux's Peter Christensen Health Center has about 300 COVID vaccines to distribute at this clinic. Halfway through, only 13 people have come. That's a much different picture than just a few weeks ago, when people flocked to clinics like this, waiting in lines that stretched out the door to get the shot. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians is one of several tribes in northern Wisconsin and Michigan to open its vaccine clinics to the public before the state expanded eligibility requirements. The tribe receives their allotted doses from Indian Health Services, which mobilized quickly to distribute COVID vaccines. After vaccinating their elders, healthcare workers, teachers, and frontline workers, Lac des Flambeaux tribal leaders opened vaccine eligibility to every member of their tribe. Then they opened their clinics to everyone in the general public, about 3 weeks before the state of Wisconsin did the same. Dave Poupart is the community health department supervisor for the Lac des Flambeaux tribe.
Our numbers were dropping off, so we just decided to open up to the public because we heard people were having trouble getting in down at Marshfield Clinic or Walgreens or whatnot, and having it being put on a waiting list. We thought we could help in that, getting those people vaccinated.
People like the tribe's president, John Johnson, saw this as a sign of support for the entire area and hoped it would bring a sooner end to the pandemic.
I think a lot of people are scared off the res, and a lot of them are happy that we are doing this, because it's shown that we're one community, not just the reservation.
But the number of people coming to their vaccine clinics, especially people younger than 40, is dwindling.
Now it's kind of tapering off. We're not getting a lot of people coming in. We usually have extras.
Dave Poupart can ask Indian Health Services for as many vaccines as the tribe can distribute. But even though he estimates just between 30 and 40% of tribal members are fully vaccinated, he's stopped asking for more because their freezers are still stocked with leftover doses from previous clinics. The struggle to motivate people to get vaccinated isn't isolated to this reservation. The number of people receiving vaccine doses across most counties in northern Wisconsin has dropped each week since the beginning of April. In Florence County, for example, just over 300 people received a dose of COVID vaccine the first week of the month. Last week, only 70 people got a shot, and less than 40% of the county's population has been vaccinated. This is a trend that's mirrored in nearly every county in our region and in rural areas across the country. And it's because of this trend that tribal leaders like Councilwoman Brittany Allen are speaking up to encourage more people to get vaccinated.
We have to take the initiative to help stop the spread. You know, we have to protect our people. We have to protect one another against this deadly virus that could potentially wipe out a good majority of our people.
Allen says she was a little skeptical about getting the vaccine at first. It was new and it was developed quickly. But after doing some research, she decided to get the vaccine to protect the people she loves.
We have 4,000 members of our tribe. Well, a little over 4,000 members of our tribe, and I couldn't imagine losing one. To lose 560,000 people in the United States, that's a very, very scary high number, and I couldn't imagine the impact if it hit as hard as it did the rest of the United States, if it hit our community. I couldn't imagine losing one person, because our community is so tightly knit that our whole community would feel the death of one person.
Allen wants to lead by example, and she hopes her example will lead people to the COVID-19 vaccination clinic. Erin Gottsacker, WXPR News.